of all, before we get started, I think I would like to read, or do we need to read the letter? I just announced that we've got our redistricting committee together, and we just need to do this in the form of a letter. But the subcommittee membership is as follows for the subcommittee on redistricting. Senator Jeff Michelle will chair, Senator Amy Koch, Senator Dave Senjum, Senator Chris Gerlach, Senator Sean Nino, Senator Tom Bach, Senator Ann Rest, and Senator John Harrington. And no actions needed on it. So thank you, members, for agreeing to serve. And then we had two under Rule 21 motions today on the floor, or invoking of Senate 21. One on Senate File 60, and so we could have discussion. Senator Bach, you. No, you, if you. I don't want to make Sandy.
Whatever you want to do.
Let's just stay there and let us know what your thoughts are on that.
Well, Madam Chair, the bill has multiple committee jurisdictions in it, and the Tax Committee heard the provisions that were that are in there relative to taxes. They were actually in a bill. The bill was then referred up to the floor. Senator Roebling picked up the bill, the amendment of the language that passed out of taxes. The way I understand it, and included it in Senate File 60. Or actually, the bill was referred to Finance.
Correct.
But yep. Finance didn't have the bill because it hadn't been reported to the floor yet. So there was an amendment off because it passed out, what, Tuesday?
Right.
So the bill was in the possession of the floor, not in the possession of the Finance Committee because it hadn't been re-referred yet, which is fine. But and Senator Roebling offered an amendment with the provisions that were in Senator Ortman's bill that were, I believe, the same as passed out of the Tax Committee. So the Tax Committee had seen the language that's contained in Senate File 60 and actually had acted on it. My concern is the other committees that have jurisdiction in the bill. I mean, I would have been very uncomfortable allowing the Finance Committee to move that bill out without the Tax Committee seeing the provisions that are relative to their jurisdiction. And to Senator Ortman's credit, she brought those provisions to the Tax Committee. The Tax Committee got a chance to take a look at them and discuss them, and ultimately they were moved out. But, Madam Chair, I don't believe that happened in the other committees that have jurisdiction in the bill. And I think the other committees need to know what provisions are in this bill that are under their jurisdiction. The Finance Committee is, I haven't looked at the makeup, but I'm assuming it's the leads and largely finance chairs. So the regular members that serve, for instance, on the Health and Human Service Committee haven't had an opportunity to look at the provisions in the bill that are within their jurisdiction. Senator Lowry, for example, is sitting here. They didn't have those Health and Human Service provisions presented to the Health and Human Service Committee so that the committee members could have a chance to take a look at what provisions in their jurisdiction were in the bill. And I just... I think it's just kind of short-circuiting the process. I realize it's going to take a little bit longer for us to go through, but, you know, the members of the finance, I don't know if we're calling them divisions or what we're calling them, but I think for the full Finance Committee to act without some knowledge or maybe input from the appropriate, I'll just, again, maybe the wrong word, say divisions, I think is inappropriate. I think we need to go through the committee process.
Senator Ortman.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I was just going to just clarify what Senator Bach said. Generally, that was correct, except that there were two bills. They were both Roebling bills. We heard one in the Tax Committee, and we sent that bill directly to the Finance Committee, and then she took up her own bill in the Finance Committee and amended the ones that had come from the Tax Committee into her bill. So I don't think that there was any procedural concern about that. I don't think so. I think your concern, though, is different than that, but no, I just wanted to clarify.
Madam Chair, my concern is not at all about the tax provisions. I think they took the appropriate course. I think Senator Ortman and Senator Roebling did a good job on that, making sure the Tax Committee members knew what was in the bill relative to taxes. But I think the other committees that have jurisdiction in the bill, I don't think that was done, and I don't think it's a very good way to get started to really disenfranchise the members of the committees that have jurisdiction in the bill.
Senator Cohn?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Let me just supplement what Senator Bach is discussing. As the person, excuse me, who's the, I'm a little bit hoarse from last night. The Gophers played very badly with my college last night, and I'm a little bit hoarse. I apologize. the referees did a bad job. I promise you.
So how badly did they lose?
Senator Limerick.
Call the Judiciary Committee.
Thank you. Madam, so I apologize for the hoarseness. I was screaming at the referees. Madam Chair, to supplement what Senator Bach had to say, I noted yesterday in the Finance Committee that there were certainly pieces where I thought there was some comfort in understanding what was in the bill. But I noted, as an example, Senator Roebling had an amendment that excluded from the $200 million cut to state agencies approximately, Senator Roebling, correct me if I'm wrong, I think about $84 million. Because there were some subject areas that there was a recognition of the unintended consequences. And having chaired the Finance Committee for the last number of years, and I'm not an expert in every part of the budget, but I have some sense of it, I know that there are some other unintended consequences in other parts of the bill that remain. And that's why when we've done these things in the past, not just when I was chairman, but when Senator Merriam was chairman of the Finance Committee, when we had Senator Berglund, our trifurcated Finance Committee, Senator Langseth, you know, the couple of years Doug Johnson was chairman of the Finance Committee, we would try to take these bills, and we've had deficits before. This is not, I mean, this is a pretty big one, but you know, it's not unique to have a deficit. We would try to have the divisions work through what took place within a bill. So there was a clear sense of what was going on. And I think that's where you do something at the front end as we're doing, and again, understand the situation we find ourselves in terms of the deficit, that we should have a clear sense of the bill before it gets to the floor. And that's why what we were hoping is that, as Senator Bach indicated, we'd have the ability to take the bill, have the divisions look at it. I asked some questions, for instance. I don't want to belabor what took place in finance, but I asked some questions about the Department of Corrections. And the reason I mentioned that is Governor Plenty would always go after us about what we were doing with the corrections budget, and was highly critical if we cut a dollar out of the corrections budget. Well, this cuts a lot of money out of the corrections budget. So I asked some questions as to what the impact would be, and nobody had the answer because there hasn't been time to vet it. Last comment is the testimony we had from Charlie Bielek from MMB, who's been there for years and who's worked backwards and forwards on these budgets through administration after administration, testified that when MMB in recent years, say, was called upon to advise Governor Plenty on his unallotments, they would spend a significant amount of time going into the monies that the governor intended to unallot to make sure that the governor and then the legislature knew exactly what was there. And so as a member of the majority, if we chose not to support Governor Plenty's unallotment, we at least knew what he was doing. And he knew what he was doing. In this instance, there are just lots of unanswered questions. And we're not looking to hold this thing up for 5 months. We're looking to have a chance to have both senators and staff attempt to get a better sense of what's in the bill.
Senator Roebling, some thoughts?
Thank you. And to Senator Cohen's remark, we have a provision in there that does ask MMB to find $125 million worth of potential savings before the end of the current biennium. And we did generate a list that they provided to us that had some large areas of unexpended revenue yet in it. And we had used that list and looked over it and decided that there were some areas that we wouldn't want them to take from, and had indicated that in the amendment yesterday. But there was no indication that they had to use that list to come up with their revenue. We will be working with them, talking to them, trying to determine where there might be money, where it is going to be encumbered, what might be available as we try and get that number maybe honed down a little more. I mean, we're looking at that, and I've talked to Commissioner Showalter about it, and we'll have future discussions with him. But it isn't a hard and fast list. We're not saying for sure we're taking 10 more million out of corrections. It's that was something they provided to us to show us where there might be some funding available.
Well, Senator Cohen, I'm not interested in rehashing all of Finance Committee tomorrow, but I also the objectors need to let us know what committees, if any, you think they need to be referred to. We haven't talked about that yet, but go ahead, Senator Cohen.
Manager, I'll be very brief. Senator Roebling makes my point. We're not quite sure. We're working with MMB. I mean, that kind of work should be done, I would argue, at the front end, not the back end, once the bill is off the floor of the Senate.
Senator Roebling and Senator Armin.
Well, thank you. You know, we're the policymakers, and we're asking them to look for funds for us. And we do not know the intricacies of their budgets. Their managers in each of those agencies know that. And they know where they can come up with that money better than we can. And we're asking them to go out and do a search for it and see if they can't reach that $125 million. I guess I did acknowledge at the meeting yesterday that $200 million maybe wasn't going to be possible. But again, with a $30.5 billion budget, if we can ask them to find $125 million before the end of June, they have 5 months left in their budget year to look for that money. I just don't think it's an impossible task to ask them.
Senator Ortman, did you have further to add?
That was my point, Senator.
Thank you, Senator Ortman. Senator Berglund?
Madam Chair, you know, the committees that have jurisdiction over this bill are all the budget committees, not just the finance committee. So every committee that has jurisdiction over an area of the budget that is affected by this bill should have a referral of this bill to that committee.
Well, Senator Berglund and Senator Bakken-Cohen, I appreciate your comments on this, and looking back on the last 4 years, I can remember quite a few bills that we maybe objected to or had questions about this too. So I appreciate your perspective on it. You know, thanks for your comments on it. Senator Bach, did you have any ideas on?
Well, Madam Chair, I didn't watch the Finance Committee, but I think there was a request made in Finance that the bill be referred to the Health and Human Service Committee. At least that's what I was told. There was an motion, but there was a discussion. There was a discussion about that it should go there. So it's not new, I guess. It's not something new we brought up on the floor today. That discussion happened when the bill was apparently in Finance, and I didn't hear the conversation, but I trust counsel. If counsel said that conversation happened, it happened, I guess. Okay.
Senator Roebling, then Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And, you know, we did have an extra hearing slotted for last evening if there was additional testimony on the bill, and we invited people to testify on it. And so we did have some testimony from the public and gave them an opportunity to. And I know that other entities were well aware of it. Certainly the people from the cities and counties were aware of it. The people from higher education were aware of it. People from Health and Human Services all came in and testified. And there's someone from MMB that came to the table. You know, I think we gave them an adequate opportunity to bring their concerns to us. And I think because this bill is basically, except for the $125 million, it is basically a continuation of the legislative cuts that we have previously passed, that they didn't feel a need to bring as much testimony to us. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they've had these cuts, they know the outcomes of these cuts, and they weren't asking to be put on the agendas.
Thank you, Senator Roebling. Senator Michelle?
Well, Madam Chair, I'd make a motion and some commentary, but, you know, open to some more discussion, of course. But I would move that the report of the Finance Committee be adopted on Senate File 60. And appreciate Senator Bach and Senator Cohen's comments in particular. I mean, this entire session is going to be about the budget. Our committees are going to meet almost every day, definitely every week, every month, from now until May, on the budget, on various pieces of the budget. I appreciate Senator Roebling's really first move here. There's an urgency to what we are spending today and what we could find in the current budget to help us with the next budget. We are making promises we can't keep. The state is making promises we can't keep. And I appreciate Senator Roebling and Senator Ortman both taking quick action. And frankly, I think the attempt here especially with the unallotment section of this bill, was to actually help with the February forecast, which is now just a couple weeks away. I know Senator Roebling has described this bill before as a bit of an offer of a gift to the governor. This would make his job a little easier. We have reviewed this. We've reviewed the bulk of this bill going back to last session, and we've now had multiple committees hearing it this week. So it's a never-ending budget. It's a never-ending budget. But I think this makes sense to show that the legislature is moving quickly with some speed and some urgency, and again with an eye toward working with the governor and his February 15th budget. So, Madam Chair, I renew my motion.
Senator Bach? Well,
Madam Chair, I think I didn't look at the makeup of the Health and Human Service Committee, but I would just guess that most of them weren't on the committee last year. And there are, I think, 23 new members of the Senate who, unless they were on the Finance Committee or the Tax Committee, and then Tax Committee didn't take up any testimony other than our jurisdiction, but, I mean, the majority of the members of the Health and Human Service Committee haven't participated in the discussion about what the Governor Plenty unallotments were. And they're the members of the committee. You know, if we're not going to go through the divisions, then maybe those members can just stay home and the Finance Committee can do all the work, I guess. But if we're going to have committees with jurisdictions, they should be able to do the work. That's all. They ought to know when a bill comes to the floor what's in it in their committee jurisdiction. I don't think that's unreasonable. I mean, I would, when I was the tax chair, I would have never let one of the committees put something relative to taxes in their bill. In fact, I sent a letter to them and said, if your bill, I sent to all of Senator Cohen and all of the division chairs, I sent them a letter at the start of the session and said, if anything in your bill has a property tax impact, your bill has to come to the tax committee before it goes to the floor. And that wasn't even a tax provision. That was just, if you're going to impact property taxes, the tax committee wants to see it. And I just have to believe that the member, and I'll use the Health and Human Service Committee as the example, the members of that committee must want to see the provisions, especially the brand new members that weren't here last year, so they at least know what they're being asked to vote for today or tomorrow or whatever day we're gonna take this up. I just don't think that's unreasonable. You know, so it's kind of like Senator Day said, we all paid our $100, you know, but if my committee doesn't matter, why would I bother, I guess?
Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And to Senator Bach's point, there's a really good reason why the Finance and Tax Committees meet in the morning. There are no other hearings being conducted at the same time in the Senate. Anybody that wanted to participate was very welcome. In fact, I've invited more members than the Tax Committee to sit in the Tax Committee and learn what we're doing. I mean, I think we've noticed this bill. It's been available to people. And then I can't imagine why we would ask a chair to have a hearing on a bill if the chair hasn't identified that as a bill that needs to be heard in their committee. I'm not sure why we would force a chair to do a hearing. So I understand that people want to know what's happening, but that bill is available, the analysis is available. Certainly those hearings were open to anybody that had interest. And so I don't think there are any surprises going on here. It's one of the things I don't like, is if we do things with a surprise without adequate notice and an opportunity to be heard. And I believe we have provided those two critical things around here. I don't think we need unnecessary hearings. That was one of the reasons why we've streamlined the committee structure to begin with, is not to have a whole bunch of redundant hearings where you have to go to more than three committees in order to be heard or to figure out at what time you should be heard on a bill. I think that's one of the things we accomplished this year.
Well, Madam Chair.
Senator Bach.
Senator Ortman, you did a good job. I mean, the provisions in this bill that were pertinent to your committee were heard there. And all of the tax committee members know exactly what's in this bill. Unless they weren't in the room, they know what's in this bill that's in their committee jurisdiction. My only problem is I think the other committees that have things in that bill, the members don't know what's in it, and it's in their committee jurisdiction. And I just think before we ask them to vote yes or vote no on it, it should be in front of their committee so they can understand what's in there, because it didn't come to their committee. I just think it's a, otherwise let's just get rid of all the committees and just have tax and finance, I guess.
Senator Gerlach.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And we're going to vote.
The we learned that in the committee there was some discussion, but nobody, I guess, felt compelled enough to make a motion to re-refer it or anything in the committee. Madam Chair, I'm wondering, have any committee chairs requested in any, either formal or informally, that this bill be referred to their committees? Is that a question of fact?
Senator Roebling? No.
No, I haven't received any requests.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. All right, members, so senators and gentlemen.
Madam Chair, and I would only say, and maybe tagging on that, the great tradition around here, at least as I have come to know it, is that committee chairs have that option. If they want to hear the bill in their committee, they can make that request, and I think in almost every case over the years I've been here, that's been honored. Apparently it hasn't. Those requests weren't made. But then again, I think I can say generally on behalf of our side and those 21 new members, we've talked about this bill in caucus. The people are aware of, generally speaking, what's in it, and so I think our side's prepared, and I don't know about the other side, but certainly our side is.
So Senator Michelle renews the motion to adopt the committee report on Senate File 60. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
No.
And the
Go ahead.
Motion is adopted.
And I'm sure I'd just like to make a request, because I think I kind of question the committee hearing this morning. And I guess my request would be this. If there's going to be a wholesale reform of tax expenditures, Madam Chair, I would request the Tax Committee do that, not the Finance Committee. And I really hope we don't see a big overhaul of all the tax expenditures and the Tax Committee never get a look at it, because that's the precedent we're setting here. If we're going to allow the Finance Committee to do things without going to other committees, I'm just very concerned when it comes to setting state tax policy that the Finance Committee not be allowed to do that, that those provisions that are pertinent to taxes be dealt with in the Tax Committee. And Senator Cohen and I spend a lot of time talking about this over the years because they are two completely different jurisdictions. In fact, I don't think they should even sit in the same room. But I certainly am going to get very concerned if tax expenditures end up in finance bills and those provisions aren't seen by the Tax Committee.
Senator Ortman. And then.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Senator Bach, I think Senator Roebling and I are still getting along pretty good. We had a joint hearing this morning. We're going to have another one next week. The tax expenditure provisions, to the extent that they get adopted, will come through the Tax Committee, I assure you. It's one of the things that I'm very interested in. I think the whole committee is interested in. So I give you my assurance. We will consider the tax expenditures in the Tax Committee. Now, whether Senator Roebling wants to also take them up, that's her purview, but we will see them all in the Tax Committee.
And Senator Roebling, if you have anything to add, then we'll move
on. I certainly will have Senator Ortman taking the lead on all of those bills. And I thought it was just very important that as many members of the Senate as possible understand what tax expenditures are and how they affect our budget and our revenues. And I think it was very appropriate for the Finance Committee to share that hearing with the Tax Committee. They are, in the end, called expenditures, after all, and that is an area that we do deal with. I would take Senator Ortman's lead on those bills. She absolutely has the lead. But I wish everyone in the Senate had the opportunity to study the tax expenditure book and really understand what we've done, because those areas are not routinely reviewed. And it's not a line item on a spreadsheet. So it's a different kind of an animal. And I think that we need to be well aware of it. And that hearing was designed to help us understand it.
Thank you, Senator.
Well, Madam Chair.
Senator Bach?
Senator Roebling, I don't think it's fair to say the items aren't reviewed routinely, because they are reviewed in the Tax Committee. I mean, every other year, the department issues a tax expenditure report. And in the years that I was tax chair and the years Senator Pogemiller was tax chair, and I know the years Senator Doug Johnson was the tax chair, the Tax Committee always took up the reports that we asked the department to do. And I expect that Senator Ortman's going to do the same thing when the new tax expenditure report comes out, when the department's tax incident study comes out. I'm sure the Tax Committee always has, and I'm sure under her leadership always will, take those reports really seriously. We ask the department to spend money to generate them, and to not look at them, I think, would be an error, and I believe Senator Ortman will look at them. And
Senator Ortman, just one last.
Yes.
piece on this?
Madam Chair, and again to your point, Senator Bach, Senator Roebling and I struggled really hard over that gavel this morning, but I won. I assure you we're going to hear the tax provisions in the tax committee. I'm very competitive. I don't need to compete with Senator Roebling. We're on the same plan here of getting a budget adopted, balanced, and adopted, but the tax provisions will come through the tax committee, and the reports will come through the tax committee.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Senator Pappas, do you want to just have a seat? We have before us, referred to us under Rule 21, Senate File 39, coming from Environment and Natural Resources Committee. And Senator Pappas, do you want to just
give us... Thank you, Madam Chair. This was a bill that did have an impact on a fiscal impact, and I think there was some confusion in the committee because it was reducing money and it was a special revenue fund that maybe the Finance Committee wouldn't be interested. But and I did call it to the attention of my friend, the Finance Chair, Senator Roebling, and she told me actually there was a plan to do that by the majority, and maybe I jumped the gun a little bit because I didn't hear fifth reading, and all of a sudden, you know, it was going fast.
That's correct. Senator Fischbach?
Senator Koch, I will make the motion that Senate File 39 be sent to the Finance Committee.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? We're going to refer this then to the Finance Committee. And thank you. My understanding was it was also going to be referred to Senator Pappas, but never hurts. So. Any other discussion? All right. Then all those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? Thank you very much. So session will reconvene 15 minutes after our adjournment, and rules is adjourned.